Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Dean Lester's now joining us online to have a look at Flemington, particularly the VRC Oaks. Good morning to you, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this. Darren Weir's got three excellent hopes. Cindy Alderson's got a good hope in Sizzle Me off its form. Collectibles there for Robbie Griffiths. What's your thoughts on the Oaks? First up with pace from the 2,500-metre start, Dean.
Yeah, they made the announcement with Graceful Glamour they want to lead, and that's because they thought she was a bit field shy in amongst horses. So I think she can achieve that pretty quickly, Andrew. So there's no real problem with her being the leader. It just depends how she wants to take them along. I think the likes of Aristia, Maracaybo and Quafilla, they've taken the winkers off, so they're probably trying to get her to settle, but I don't know if there's a real spot for them further back, so unless they go right back to beyond midfield. So it'll be interesting to see what Jim Crowley tries to achieve there in that first 200 metres. But with regard to Amphitrite, she's probably going to be in the first five or six, getting a pretty cheap run.
Okay, now just on the two Sydney fillies, obviously you've just mentioned Graceful Glamour. Is the positive getting back to Flemington for her?
Yep, and improving ground. I mean, we're on a five as we speak, but through the day, the track will improve. As we saw on Tuesday, how well it can improve, and we've got a fine day. So I think they're the two positives for her. And I think Miss Moana's got a fantastic chance that she can stay. She's going to be... If any of these fillies, these classy fillies, start feeling the pinch with about 200 to go, they'll feel her coming because she's not brilliant, but she's very strong. That was a good win at Newcastle. She beat the rest. It was a narrow finish, but those two beat the rest a long way.
Yeah, they did. That was a really strong one. And John Sargent in these races always pops up with one. So where are you going? What's your top tip?
I'm with Amphitrite. She's one of those sort of fillies that, the class filly, you've got to see if she can run the trip. What she's got is a magnificent attitude to racing. She'll just lob wherever Craig Williams wants her to. I think that'll, as I said, be fifth or sixth. She'll just rest. We saw Machine go from the Empire Rose to win the Oaks in 2011. We saw Lamosti go from a 1600 at Moonee Valley to try and do it in 2015. She didn't relax in the run, so she didn't help herself. And ultimately, she ended up a sprinter. But this filly, she gives the jockeys a beautiful ride, and I think she can relax enough, and I think she can probably win. I'm giving Graceful Glamour and Miss Moana great chances. I think they're both going to be somewhere in the finish. Graceful Glamour, if she rates, Tim Clark will rate her well. If she can be in that form of a couple of runs ago, she's a good chance. Miss Moana stays well, and Aristia off Saturday's win, she probably gets a really cheap run as well from Barrier 4. And she's had a very good grounding for this with plenty of racing. But, yeah, they're my top four, Andrew. But I think it comes down to if Amphitrite stays, she'll win. 1, 5, 8, and 2.
1, 5, 8, and 2. Now, Mark Hatter's going to be joining us right on 11 o'clock with the full preview. And in that preview, we'll have Dean's tips for each race as well. But have you got a best bet at this point?
Yeah, I like a couple, Andrew. They're both each way odds. Race 2, number 9, Caballero. This mare's had the three runs back. She ran really well at Sale. That was against the males. Back to Philly's grade here. Kieran McAvoy taking over. I just think that around the $10 mark, that Caballero's a good each-way bet, race 2, number 9. And down to the last, I think race 9, number 16, Blur Roche. I think what you're betting on here is if she's recovered from that run last start, running fourth to charge at Moonee Valley. They went blistering speed, and she was three wide and working, and it was only the last 100 that she gave ground. Now, she's back to 1,100. She's back to Philly's grade. I think if Timmy Clark can just give her that quieter run, she's got straight track experience. She'll be really hard to beat. And again, at acceptable each way odds, race 9, number 16.
All right. So in the Oaks for Dean, race 8, 1, 5, 8, and 2. And the each way is 2, 9, and 9, 16. And we'll have Dean's tips for each race in our full preview at 11 o'clock. Dean, have a good and winning Oaks day.
Terrific. Thank you, Andrew.